We have to say, in this thesis, that by Idechot Nem Bishum, in other words, that Idechot Nem Bishum is not just in other words, it's not Idechot Nem Bishum, because there is a Chazoki, Jew, some Jew doesn't lie. So maybe if a Jew says, this Chatech is Chayyeh, so there's an Undene, a Jew doesn't lie, so it is Chayyeh. It's an extraneous halacha. No, there is a halacha. There is a halacha of memories. The Horaya, the Amun Rishayim, who say, the Marik, the Marik and Tesis increases. I once discussed it in the Shia of Eschritin. So they say that the halacha of Kol Mokim Shemino Tiri, Dechot Arik and Shnayim applies to Dechot Arik and Shnayim also. There are more Paschals of Eschritin like the Marik, and that's also the Shita of Tesis. That's also the sheet of thesis increases. The Ritva and the Rambam are chilek. So why is the Ritva and the Rambam chilek? For a different reason. Because the Ritva says that when we say Komokim Shemino Tirmi Dechot Arika Shnayim only we gabe a decision or gabe a decision. Because actually, if not for a special thing, so ni Dechot Shemino Nemon by a decision. La Tirei. By Mace Bible, because in Dorosh and Bell Post Mishnai. If there hadn't been a special Zerzakos in the Indebo, so then if Nidecho testifies that the Satan was Mizane, he shouldn't be Nemo, because in Dorosh and Bell Post Mishnai. But there is a special Zerzakos. But without a special Zerzakos, fit to quiet waiting, so maybe even though we have a special Zerzakos, so what is the special Zerzakos to imply that Nidecho has the effect of doing? So that's why we say, so, essentially, at the very outset, we don't require to aid in just mnemonics of one. Not that one has the mnemonics of two. So, why should we say, so there is a special reason as to why we don't say, Mashenkin according to the Marik, and Tesis. So we applied a locher of Kol Mokim Shemino Tirei Dechot Arika Shnayim, and the second one who contradicts the first Nidechot has no mnemonis, because the first Nidechot who comes to Bezin has the mnemonis of two, and the second one has the mnemonis only of one. So we see from that Nidechot Nisun is not just an extraneous echoch. It's based upon there's an undenim, that a Jew doesn't lie, so if a Jew says chayim, so it's chayim. If a Jew says shumim, it's shumim, because he wouldn't lie. No, it's a din of mnemonis, just like Eides is mnemonis. But there is mnemonis of Mitiras Eides, and there is mnemonis of Idechot. So, mnemonis Mitiras Eides requires, so there are many aloches, this one is kosh posel, and that one is posel, and Misha is psulo, a korah is posel, a sumi is posel. There are many psulim. In psulim, there are no psulim. There aren't many psulim. But Idechot Nisun is not just an Indian. It's also the ones, just like Eides. But all the psulim who are posel Eides generally are kosher or regarding the monies of Idechot. But there is one psulim in Idechot Nisun, and that's the psul of Choshut. So Choshut does not mean if somebody is Choshut, let's say Anuvele, and he testifies that his Tzitzit Chticha that he serves is Ishchut, is not there. A Choshut, Aladobo, Loidonim Lemine. So one could say the reason as to why a Choshut is not Nemon, because there is no Yechoche, since he is a Choshut. So maybe there is no Yechoche that he's telling the truth because he's a Choshut. No, it's not just that there is no Yechoche, because Idechot and Bisum is not just a Yechoche. Idechot and Bisum is also the Mones, like Eides. But it's not the Mones of Eides, but it's the Mones of Idechot. But it's the Mones, just like Eides is the Mones. So the real, but all the psulim that are psulim in Eides, they're not psulim in the Mones. But there is one psulim in the Mones, and that is Choshut. So Choshut is possible with a psul, not because if he's a Choshut, so how can we trust him? We can't have any credence in someone who is a Choshut. No, it's a psul. So, So in other words, Ichoshvut is mufke of the Mones, of Yichud and Nisod. So in Meile, a Korev is not a Choshvut, not every Korev is a Choshvut. But the father is Al-Pidin a Choshvut, to testify for the son. He's Al-Pidin a Choshvut. So in Meile, it's not that the father is a Choshvut, so in Meile there is no Yichoche, so there is a Choshvut Mishakre. Because no, a Choshvut is a possible in the Mones. He is moved off the Mones. So Mimele Teisa says that we couldn't be Neman Maimini, Biteras, Mige, because he could have denied the fact that he is the father. And then he would have said, Keinu, so Mimele he would be Neman, but since the Mike, it takes a sheet apparently here, the thesis goes one step farther than the Ramban. The Ramban says that where Edis is not required, Jos, Nemones, so any Yehoche is good enough. No, thesis sheet is that even by Yisur, so where all the psulim are kshirim, because all the psulim are not kshirim because of Yidach HaMisur, they're not psulim. Mashiach came, if someone is possible in Yisurim, let's say Yehoshua, so he is possible, so Mimele, it's not shayach to say Yidach either, because Mige is not Yehoshua by itself. Mige is not Yehoshua by itself. It's true that in respect to Yisurim, if we know on the basis of Mige, on the basis of his strong will, that this is Shumen, so without Agode by anybody, if we know it, Shumen. But only there is a Yehoshua Gmure. Mashiach came, Mige is not a Yehoshua Gmure. It's not a 100% Yehoshua. But it's a Aloche of Nemones of Tainu Baba Dogo, and there could be Nemones even of Idechot. But it has to be based upon Nemones. But Mige by itself, without Nemones of the Gabre, is not a Biogom. Mige by itself. So it's true by Yisurim if we'll have a Biogom without Hagode. So then, of course, it's Muter. If a Novi will come and he will be Mivarev, that this Chatiche is Shumen. So of course, so it's Muter. If a Novi will come and say that Ruben owes Shimon $1,000, will not be able to be Meitzi, because there it's Exos HaKosov, or Mishnah Levi Yochudovo. So the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah is another, if a Novi will testify that a certain person was in the Abizor with Michal Shabbos, so we cannot give without Mise. And the reason is why Yoshua meted out Mise to Ochon, that was a Roshon. Otherwise, Al-Tidim, we couldn't meet out Mise. We got the Yisurim, of course, and we had the Biro Gomel, so then we can rely on it. But only if it's a Biro Gomel. Mige is not a Biro Gomel by itself. The Yehoche of Mige is also based upon the Nemones. Nemones of Taimel Baldogo, or Nemones of Nidechot by Yisurim. That's the Shite. So the Mele, in the case where the one, the Nidechot, Rifidvoro, is a apostle of Nemones, let's say, he says he is a father, and the father is a Choshut, and the Choshut is not only a Choshe of Yishakir, a Choshut is apostle in Nemones, in Nidechot of Yisurim. So the Mele, it's a reformant Agode. So he has no Nemones. And then, but to say, the Rabbeinu's kasha is, so he has no Nemones. But let him be Nemon on the basis of an extraneous Yehoche, the answer is, Mige by itself, without being coupled with Nemones, so he's not a Biogom by itself. It only corroborates the Hagode of the Teir, of the Baldovo, in the Nemones, or in the Dechot Nemisun, the Dechot. But if the Idechot is possible, is moved to the Mones. If he's a Choshul, so the Mele, Mige is not effective either. That's of course a big Chiddush. So in other words, according to the Rambam, so if it's not something that requires Eides, so then Mige by itself is a Biur. According to Teisa, even if it is not something that requires Eides. So of course, a Biur Gomor could be devoured. If we have a Biur Gomor that a certain Chatiche is Ishumen, so we can rely on it. But Mikkeh is not a Biur Gomor by itself. It is only based upon the Monis of the Gavre, of the Bar Gomor in the Monis, or of the Idechot Nisoi. Idechot Nisoi. So Mimele, in the case of where Lefidvorov is possible for the Monis, Lefidvorov Korvu is a father, so Mimele, we cannot apply with it. Anyway, that's the pshat in cases that for faith. But as far as this thesis is concerned, so we can mention the talents of the Rishash, even though Tesis in Suges explains the ratio of the Mishneh on the basis of Mikkeh Diboyei Shasik. So we could say that in Tesis in Suges that explains the ratio of the Mishneh on the basis of Mikkeh Diboyei Shasik could agree with the second talents in Bor Basre, Daf Lamed Aleph. But Tesis says that Mikkeh is not effective Gabayini. So why is Mikkeh effective here? The answer is, here, the Eidim are not postulators. It's only Kibishiki Shmirachiz Omagit. Why Kibishiki Shmirachiz Omagit? Because we know that it was Nisbarer like the original Agore. So the name of Vesli is an Ansadim. Then the Chazore, the second Agore, but it's a Eidim Mishekia. But if there is a Choche, an extraneous Choche, that it's not Shekia, so they can be Chizor Magid too. As long as there is an extraneous Zichore, that the Chazor is not Shekeah, so Mimele they can be Chizor Magid. So then they are Chizor Magid, they can say this. But in the case where they say, K'tanimo Yimutsuim Zinu, they cannot be Chizor Magid, they can say this. Because Lefidvoreyem, so the Ria was Mitzur. So that's why the Malve cannot be gave even from the Chosmeh.
Shir Kuf and Ksuvos Dal Talmud Zaytov Shemim Beis, Friday, June
25th, 1982.
Now, so here, why, in the case of Tanu, Rameya says that in the morning is that also the same time as in the case of Sumerizri, because of the Uden of Malvin Bukhin, we call Meletai. So, this Patrese says in the second version, in the title of Shlokesh Bukhin, Name. Which is Malvin Meditai. Behold, the Mike said that Shin Lokish Absuraides, which is Lokish in his collectanic law. So, in the second version, Jesus says that even in respect to Tanu, The reason is why Rabbeinu says in the morning is because of the Udene of Malki Udene Koroleka. This is the second washing. So the implication being that in the first washing, so by Tanu, so we don't have to resort to the town of Malki Udene Koroleka. But there is another reason. Now, how it pertains this? How could they say in the first washing say that by Tamilu, so besides the town of Maulukufen, we call it dialect, there is another town. And the town means because Chazoke, Eino Eido Mchelsmi, Yavashta, and we can Nasimdor. That's how it's mashing. So he says. So time of Shlokish Buben, so the second washing, we understand that Shlokish has been his own subdivision of Tamil. But the first washing apparently says that Shlokish has been is not based upon the development of anybody. So even though we could explain Rabbeinu's being in the case of Sukhatanology, on the basis of Maori Gupta and Korabeya dialect, but there is an extra time, an additional reason as to why Rabbeinu says in the case of Tanu Yinu, so in the morning. Because, so for two reasons, so Tensis is saying in the first portion that in respect to Tanu Yinu, Rabbeinu says in the morning for two reasons. Number one, because Maori Gupta and Korabeya dialect, and number two, a special reason. Of Chazoke and Chesmo Ashtar of Nazimdor. So, this when the Mishmokish, mentions it in connection with the question, maybe the Mechir of the Sodek is a God. So, Mishmokish says, there is no internet. Chazoke, Eloy and Chesmo, Mar Ashtar, Eloy and Nazimdor. But here, the question is not whether the Mechir, the Maume or the Mechir of Tanakh, the question is, as whether the 80 of time. So how can we rely on time? That in Elohim Chizmash Tau can ask the God, why? Can you say regarding time? Regarding time, that you rely on them. They wouldn't sign the names as witnesses unless they are buried. That you can say in respect to the question, as whether the Meichel or the Keach is important or not. So you say, since they who are there, who are definitely there, so sign their sime, they affix their signatures to the Shtar, so if there is a presumption, they wouldn't have affixed their signatures unless they knew that both the Meichel and the Keach are there. But here the question is, whether they themselves are coming, so how can we rely on the coming? Because Chazokin and Chesmo Ashtar of Nazir Godo, and who are you relying on? I'm a Tani, and they will get a lie. As to the question as to whether the Mechel and the Keah are Tani or they. But if the question is, maybe they even themselves are Tani, we cannot rely on the Eidim, because the Hikotin certainly cannot rely on that. So Hikotin can do something that is irresponsible. So even though he's a God, he still can fix his signature. So how does Tensei say in one question? How does Tensei say in the first question? Uktahal gozo nemo taina mishmao nemo kvedegai. Nihal yunika ichol ha taina achvinehe. So in other words, so the Gemara mentions a special time, an additional time, in the case of Tanya. But there is no additional time. It's not I have to say. In Rishmokish's case, we understand. Because there Rishmokish mentions Chazokim Lachim Lashtar and Nazim Godo in regard to the question is whether the Mechir and the Rikeya are there in time. So there we can rely on the Chazokim. The people who are there, who are admitted there, they wouldn't have the signature. But if the question is, this itself, maybe they themselves are coming. How can we rely on coming? Idealism, of course, well, then fine. But idealism, so we cannot. So then the mind is well, I think the same chance in idealism. So the collective is responsible too. So what does stasis mean? What does stasis? What does stasis mean? So we have to say. We have to say. I mean, this is the kind of question that I'm not sure that I'm sure the best. I don't know why you want that. This kind of question. But we have to say that when Tetsuya says that even the first washing places, when Tetsuya says, Uktanu Nami, which is Maubi Ufe, Mede Gavi, El Mukhale Yuka, Bihokha, Taina Hime, Taina Hime, so it also means it's based upon the efficient behavior of the mouth, not the efficient behavior of the ape. Because if the question is, when they behave like that, so how can you rely on the proper behavior of the ape? If they are done, so then they might act irresponsible. So it's obviously based, even according to the first question. So the Hoche is based upon the presumed efficient and proper behavior of the body, not upon the presumption is not based upon the presumed proper and efficient behavior of they that answer of that, it's very natural for them to act irresponsible. But Pinsis is saying that we have to resolve to the Shmokish's name of Chazokin and Chitzvah Shtar of Asim Kodu in order to prove that the Yehudim of Maori Yufim Yukon even dying applies even to something where a real research has to be made. For example, you see, in the case of Tsoism, whatever Tsoism, Ukraine. So this is something you don't have to make it all a search. Because it's very easy to be investigated, whether a person is called or not called. Because you can find out, you can ask from anybody. So you know, I mean, all the people who are close to that person, who are friendly with that person, will know whether they are claiming or not claiming. If somebody is a poet of the living among them, so all the acquaintances of the 80 know whether he is a poet in the living among them or not. This is something that is known by everyone. Mashaikke, whether someone is a poet or a poet, of course, if he is. So, if one cannot make a mistake, if, let's say, he's 50 years old, so naturally he cannot be making a mistake as to whether he's a prophet. But, let's say somebody is 30 years old, but if he didn't produce his IRS, he's still a prophet. How can one know whether he's a prophet or not? He can know his age, but that's very easy to know whether he's 30 years old or he's not 30 years old. That's very easy. You don't have to make a special investigation to find out whether someone is 30 years old or is 40 years old. But whether he has produced the money or not, that's something that you can only find out from the parents. I mean, those who are very intimate with the baby. Otherwise not. So in other words, this verification is not so, cannot be made so readily, like, what's that? Like the verification as to whether they were claiming or unclaiming. That is something that can easily be found out. It doesn't require any thorough investigation. Much linking whether the Eidim or the Meche or the Mekeach are the baby who produced Simon or they have not produced Simon. That is not something that can be easily found out. You can only find it out if you inquire from the parents, who know the person intimately. Otherwise, you cannot find out. So the reason, this is, I think, what this is saying. But the first portion also I agree with what the second portion is saying. That Rishlokish's being is based upon the belief diet. Because if Rishlokish's being would not be based upon the belief diet, so if Vishwakish's being would not be based upon our real diet, we couldn't apply Vishwakish's being to the question as whether the Eidi are kind of them. If Vishwakish's Hazoket, even the Hezkoashtau Hazelot, is also based upon the presumed, efficient, and prudent behavior of the mouth, so then we can understand as to why Rishlokish's being can apply even to the question whether the Eidima Ktanim or Dei. But if we assume that Rishlokish's Hazokim and Rishlokish's Hazokim is not based upon the presumed, efficient and prudent behavior of the Malbec, but it is just based exclusively upon the efficient and prudent behavior of the Eidim. So how can we apply it to the question as to whether the Eidim themselves are kind of there? But from Rishlokish's being, we can see that the Udere of Malbec Ukrainian diet applies not only to items, to data that can easily be verified, but it applies even to data that cannot be readily found out, verified, only by making the thorough research. Because if Rishlokish had not mentioned the halacha of Hazokim and Chitzni or Ashtar, then we can ask it about, so then I would say that Malbec Ukrainian diet only applies to things that can readily be verified. Wait a minute. Whether they are trading or not trading, so then the Malbec, it doesn't require the Malbec to make a thorough search, a thorough investigation. He has to ask those who know the Indian. Whether they are trading or not. Well, not, and especially, I mean, all he has to know, now the Malbec certainly knows whether the Eidim are his trading or not. So, if he has to find out whether they are trading of the Eidim, so he has to find out from people who know the Eidim and who know the Eidim, so they'll tell him whether they are trading or not. Mashiach, in regard to the question, so that cannot be verified so quickly. Because, sure, they might know that he's 40 years old, he's 50 years old, but maybe he produced the silence. So then he's still a cop. So since Rishlokish says, Chazokim v'chizmash tam kinasim v'lo, even though the person could not have what's enough, when you look at him, you see, he's 30 years old, he's 40 years old, he's 50 years old. But many 15-year-olds have not produced the monies yet. So then they are done. Still, Rishlokish says, Chazokim v'chizmash tam kinasim v'lo. In other words, that when Eidim are signed on the Shtar, so then we don't have to differentiate. Maybe this young man, the alleged Mecher or the alleged Mekea, maybe he's still from Mecher, that's how we don't have to differentiate. Because if Eidim are signed on the Shtar, in other words, if the Mekea was not in Eidim, so he probably made sure that the Mecher is not a child. He made sure. How did he find out? He found out from the parents, those who know this So maybe we can apply the moment between the motivated dying in regard to the question as to whether the enigma can or not can. If not for the short is memory, then I could say, in respect to the question as to whether the enigma can or not, so then we can say it is only enough. But in respect to the question as to whether the enigma can or not, we cannot apply the rule of made a die. What is made a die? Made a die means he's not, the mountain is not going to throw away his money just like that, without finding out. If it can be found out, very well. But the question is whether they are, whether the Mecher or the Keah, the Mecher or the Keah are coming or not, so that cannot be found out very readily. And if he knows, so then we could say maybe the Mecher was maybe the Mecher. So we can say maybe the Rikeach gave money and without making its own research as to whether the Mechir is a goblin because he's already of age and maybe not. So still he says, still is what he says, Hazokim and Mechizno Ashtar, Elkinazim Godo. Even though it is not something that can be discovered very well, only if you make the proper investigation. So we still presume that in the Chitzu Ashtar and Nasim Godo, and that means, so the Melech, because the Shlok is a member of Chazok and Chitzu Ashtar and Nasim Godo, so we can apply the Lutin of Malvin Lutin before the Lutin died, even in regard to the question as to whether the Lutin Matan was there. This is what is true. Have not a member of Talent Amin should be Malvin Lutin Lutin died. In other words, because we don't have to resort to the Shlok is a member. But the reason, in order to prove that the Beda Dalit applies even to a question like whether it's time or day, that requires a more thorough investigation. And then he says, in our time, it's not his book in now, we should be now the Beda Dalit. What do I say, Rakshine? What do I say, Rakshine, 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 Rakshine,
if the Chazaka stays silent, after the law is generated?
No, because we don't rely that's Chazaka Yerovet. That's Chazaka Yerovet. I mean, that we assume that if someone has reached the age, let's say, if he can, has reached the age of 13, in Bas has reached the age of 12, Miss Tome, she has to be silent, or he has to be silent. But we only rely and that has okay without making investigation on the Rabbon. But on the Eiser, we don't rely on it. In other words, let's say, if someone is 30 years old, he's already Bar Mitzvah, you cannot use him as an incompletion. You have to make sure that he has his eyes. In regard to a Minyan, which is the Rabbon, so you don't have to make sure, you don't have to ask the parents whether he has his eyes or not. You know he's Bar Mitzvah, you rely on it. Because they say, Rabbon. But in regard to the right, say, the halacha is, you're not allowed to take it for granted that he, as much as he's already Bar Mitzvah, he has his eyes. Because there is a possibility that he's not, he doesn't have his eyes. Yes, yes.
And clothing, we talk about it.
Yeah.
Like the recent clothing to be difficult to find much research to find out.
No, why? I mean, what kind of clothing? The additional mission is in shame. But the Shem Mishushi is kosher. The first cousin of brothers, or a father and a son, or even a grandfather and a grandson, are kosher. But the great grandfather and great grandson are kosher. Mm-hmm. And second cousin, or the first cousin who is removed, is kosher. So, in other words, so the only great thing that are kosher is if brothers or parents, or first cousins. That's something that you don't have to make it for yourself. What is it? Second cousin?
You don't know what a second cousin
means? Second cousin means the children of first cousins. So that's second cousin.
What does first cousin mean to you?
First cousin wants to you is the same species. Second cousin is the same species.
Well, how do you get a first cousin wants to you?
If, let's say, suppose that a first cousin means that the fathers of the first cousins are brothers. So they are first cousins. But, let's say, the son of the first cousin with the first cousin is the first cousin once removed. Here will be Koshavis. Second cousin is Ishvishi. Means both are sons of first cousin. Don't marry for the war in the 50th time. People say, There is Gemara in Arizona. There is Gemara in Arizona. I think we went over the Sugya at the beginning, in the Sugya of the Midrash of the Mishor. So we went over the whole Sugya in Arizona. I mean, we read the cases in Arizona. And at that time, I mentioned, the cases just has to show the Tzama. And I think that at that time, I mentioned the cases here, that today's is clear. So Gemara said, is there never coaching this? Tom, never shall we yourself be shakadil. In other words, never is also called a behemoth that was used as an object of Avizor, somebody, a pagan, worshipped it. So that behemoth, now the Indians, they worship the behemoth, and they consider the behemoth as an idol. So any behemoth that is worshipped as an idol, even though it's not also Manoeh, because that's our head, like Ema, Avizor is also Manoeh, but the Balchai is not also Manoeh. In other words, you are allowed to take a behemoth to which one of the Indians worshipped as an Avizor, and to take that behemoth to Shechter and to you. Because since it's a Balchai, so it's not just a Balchai, but it's just a little bit. In other words, you cannot use it as a call. Never, even though it's not affecting this Balchai, but it's also a little bit. You cannot use it as a call. So we put it, never shall we yourself, we shall have it in it. In other words, if one person was able his own behemoth, so that behemoth cannot be used at all. But suppose one person was aiming the behemoth that belonged to another person, so it doesn't become us on the way. Why? Because in the place, say, don't all shame me, shall it? Never shall it also come in, but if you knew, he shall never have to shame me, say, in the shame of the amazing, the behemoth, the hearts, حیل سیخ کنه وقت دیگان از بین از خبیره بیشتر خواهد صبح دیگنی دفیر نیزه و بینه صبح چاسا اینا بگر دفیر نیز دفیر روبه دوست بیشتر خواهد تو به این مشیره صبح چاسا اینا بگر صبح سی دفت One is a sailor, Goshen Shalem, in regard to this argument. Like, here's the last two words, when Saddam Shahro, Omar 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 force, at the point of the gun, force Ruben to be mishtachter to Ruben's own man, to Ruben's own man. So then it is also Ruben. So then the angel, Ruben's angel, that was worshipped by Ruben under circumstances of coercion, because the Abu told him if he wasn't worshipped, he's okay. So then they would kill. So it's also Ruben. So, asking the Zere, in his Hakuna Pazza, Yasmi, when I was asked, why should it be also not here at all in the Lodos? So, we see from this Gemara that the Zere holds that since he's a Lodos, so he must become Osea Bamoy. So, what is it? What is Hakuna Pazza? See, now he's asked, oh, hello, how do you want to come on his own? Oshipora, what happens with the Kalimon Mishiyon? יוצאים, יורד עושה לחמון את מי זכר ראשי קודשי, דאפי פרינס, או קריצה, או מקסימה, הורי פרס. So in other words, so that means, when we say that we see that he is allowed to be intellect, we behave more behaviors, if it is mitzina. But if it is mitzvahes, so then he is not allowed, even though the alternative would be to give up his life if it's the price. So anyway, when the price is he's only about coaching and sipping, that even if he was forced at the point of the God to be stuck to his baby, so he was on the way out, that's perfect, the case, the price of the case, where he was forced, the price to bow down to the enemy. So the fire says, so then it's actually a shame that he's not going to be Israel himself. So the male says he's not going to be Israel himself because of the shame. So the male is that the Halusha never do. And it's also the way. Mashiach came even before under the threat of being killed to do a mitzine, so then he doesn't have to be Israel himself. So the male is not there, but he's not going to be Israel himself. Anyway, so it appears from Rode. So it appears from Rode that Rode says that Avizore Mitzine is not the way to Israel himself. Who says like that? Rabbi Shmuel says like that. But the Rezor is ready. And the Rezor says that Avizore Mitzine, you are the way to Israel himself. So it appears from this Gemara that Rode passes like Rabbi Shmuel. That Rabbi Shmuel certainly says that Avizor and Mitzine are not fulfilling the Israel himself, so to God, that is clear. So that's the discussion. The Chilin and Mashma, the Rode Sfira and the Eves Mitzine, Eini Yuzir Atzmei, Umitirkaf and Yuzir and Yuzir and Rabbi Shmuel, Yishon and Amar Yichon Mitzine, Vikashi, Yichas Yishon and Yishon and Yuzir, Abri Shichon and Yalavon, Yichas Yishon. Yichas Yishon. So this is very Navizore, he gives another time. He says that true that Rode asks like a mother, that what is the fear to Mizalevich himself? Mizalevich himself for Avizore in Bitsine. In Bitsine. But not like a Mishmoel that he doesn't have Mizalevich himself. But the reason is why Ramaleza says that for Avizore he has to be Mizalevich himself in Bitsine. Is not because of Israel is all. Israel is all, so because Nebesh is Deyechet. Just as because Nebesh is Deyechet, Israel ויזוכר שבת, סוד כבח נפש, יזבחר, יזכר, ואוזין בחר, ויזוכר מזור as well. But, ויזכר מזור as on מצד מוץ ועולהת של יחו, וכל בוקו, עולם שם, אפילויתם, וכל יחו, עולם שם, אפילויתם, as נפשכו, So it's behind the reason of himself. So it's only a question of difference, as I say, when he himself has resolved it, he's not in there. We got him back there. So the real thing is that he's always not in there. He's only talking about the difference, as I say, of the after. So the real thing is never to be. When he's going to tell the Khawarishan, never. If he involves the reason of his own, of his own. But if his own thing is literate, אין זאָל מיר קומען מיט זאַכן, די זענען אַז נאָך איך מיט זאַכן, אַבער זאַ שיין, זאָל מיר איך נאָך דאָס דעם חאַוויי שיין. די דאָס דעם חאַוויי שיין. Anyway, that's this is that. But it's to say, you know, the Lord has to show it. She needs to see how it's going to be the other one has to show. But here it says, in verse, he says, Viel schaffen man nach der Nacht noch andere, aber andere, die Rolle im Publik und so war, da hier in der Halle, in der Halle, lieben sie Ratsmedizin. Wenn ich in Chilten habe noch nicht schon, und vergesse ich die Hunde oder ja, ich will mich dran mal abwehren, wenn ich weiß. So alle haben das so, so haben keine Menschen an die Sorge, ja? So dann nur, ich sehe es, denn trotzdem durch says that Bitsine is Yahweh. The answer is, Jesus says Hashem, because on an empirical basis, in other words, because we know that thousands and thousands of Jews and Jewesses have given up their lives in order not to believe in the Israel of Bitsine. So, it's not Hashem to say that Robin, that Robin passed his life on Ishmael. What the Chassam Shoren is, because if Robin passed his life on Ishmael, then it means that we passed the life on Ishmael. So that means that the thousands and the thousands of the Jews who have given up their lives in order not to believe there, and Abu Zohar Mitzine, have given up their lives in vain. That's why Jesus says, Chassam Shoren. That's why Jesus says, Chassam Shoren. And the reason is why, so in other words, to say Chassam Shoren, to say that they have given up their lives in vain, that's Chassam Shoren. I mean, it's inconceivable. But not that this Shita itself is Chassam Shoren. The Mishmor itself is. But Chassam Shoren, that Robert passed his life from Mishmor. Because if Robert passed from Mishmor, we have to be living ourselves like a Mishmor. So how about all these Jews who have given up their lives in the Masar Tzvah, Bitsine, I mean, and they sacrificed their lives, that was in vain, has been shown them. We cannot say it. So the question is, why the state says, why the state say it here? It's like, yeah, the same has been shown. So apparently, it seems, now the means, at the time when we discussed the Sugi of Yunus of Yen Shores, I think we discussed it with great learning. I don't remember whether I said that or not. But because what I did mention there is a machlokes, the Rambam and Rabbi Chosid, the Rambam shikin is that whenever it's Yahweh or Yahweh, so he has no right to be with selection. So he's a Mabel Atmodas. And Rabbi Chosid says, on the contrary, he's talking about the Mokho, The highest Madrega, what is that the Chuye? But it's a big mitzvah, Kiddush Hashem. So at that time I said, I think if I said at that time, that even the Rambam, because I mentioned what the Rambam says in Geras Kiddush Hashem, when he was very adamant against that Pesach who passed him, that all those Jews in a certain Muslim country who were forced to say, Mahmed or Mubir al Jin, and he wouldn't say it, so then they should be killed. So there was one Hohen, one Pesach who passed him that they had to give some evidence of. And the Rambam was very adamant against that Hohen who passed him away. So he was very furious, the Rambam. But the Rambam himself says, of course, if somebody does give up his life, and not to say Mahmed will be real king, so then he's in the highest Madrega. But the question is, the Rambam is teaching is that when it's Yadav al Yehoi, so then he's in Madras Madar, so why does he say he's in the highest Madrega? So I said at that time that the Rambam will be made in respect. Because why did the Death Rochem was also wrong? So why did he pass that one is not here to Israel? Shaft all he didn't devour the Zoe. He didn't devour the Zoe. Just say that Mahmed is enough. So what can't we really sell us anymore? He doesn't devour the Zoe. Somebody in stupidity will say about another person who is not enough, that he's enough. So it's an Isa. So it's an Isa of coming to him and Shem Rajah. In other words, not to believe in Nobi Asheka. But Arizona it is. So why did he say that he's Mechuyev to be Mitzanefesh himself? That Hochem, and that Hochem held Paschal that Mechuyev to be Mitzanefesh himself for the same reason that for Arizona, Yam Mechuyev to be Mitzanefesh. The answer is that Abbas goes out and in the Rambam will be made. That if, let's say, the Malchus, the Muslim Malchus, will force the Jews to embrace Mohammedanism. So then the Rambam, Rabba says, the Rambam will demand that one is Mahuyev to be Mitzvah Shemzah. Even if it's not a Shashma, even if it will be a decree that he is given just one Jew to embrace Mohammedanism. So it's your Yahweh. Why? Because Shema itself is like Yahweh's own. Even the faith that is a monotheistic faith, like the Muslim faith. So Rambam says, Manuim, be Yuchlach, 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 be Yuchlach. But Shema is Yahweh's own. So there is no doubt, that's what Rabba says, that if the Rambam will be made, that if the Zayre had been to embrace Mohammedanism, it doesn't make any difference what faith it is, whether it's a pagan faith or an atheistic faith. If that itself, Shema is like a result. But the reason is why the Rambam passed it, that they were not the Chuyot to the Israelites themselves. Because they are so big, they forced the Jews to embrace Mohammedanism. But they forced them to say, Hashem will keep you, Mahmed will be with you. So it's true, the Muslims, many of the masses among the Muslims, they thought that any Jew who says Mahmed will be your king, that he really became a Muslim. So it was an Indian of Barasayim of Shema, but it wasn't Shema. So that Hochem will pass through, that Pesach will pass through, that there is Mrs. Nefesh, there is a Chilu Mrs. Nefesh, she held. Because there is such a shit as a shame. That for the Marasai of Abizore, it's also Yahweh Yahweh. For Marasai of Abizore, it's Yahweh Yahweh. But Rabbi Shikim was not. That for Marasai of Abizore, it's not Yahweh Yahweh. But since, so the Rambam is made, that even though the Rambam Shikim is, that for Marasai of Shvat, and Shvat is like Abizore, is there is no Yahweh Yahweh here, so it's Yahweh Yahweh. From Marasani of Shema God Abuzore, but if somebody wants to do his Levish himself, it's an easy. The Rambam only says his Marash Madas, something that has no semblance of Abuzore. Let's say for Shabbos or Chesed Levish. So that is a Marash Madas. But if it has any semblance of a mitzvah, just in Marasayim of a mitzvah or Shema, so then it's certain that he's allowed to use it. Now, the reason apparently Tesis in Arizona agrees with Shimon's Rambam that when one is not permitted to use an Mishnah, then he's not even allowed to use an Mishnah. So, Melele, and Tesis, Shimon Arizona goes once he's even farther from this than the Rambam Shimon. Because at least in regard to the Rambam, so the Rambam doesn't apply this halacha that he's not allowed to do his election cell. It's a Kiddush Hashem in regard to Arizot, even in regard to Marasayim of Shema. So the Rambam says it's easy. But then he says in Arizot, he holds that like Rambam, that where the Mishnah is not allowed to do his election cell. So the main record to the Mishmuel that an Arizot is here, it's Yahweh Elohim. So one is not even allowed to release an effigy himself for Rabbi Zorobotin. So that's why Jesus says we cannot say that all the pastors are Shmuel, because if all the pastors are Shmuel, so we pastors are Shmuel. Halacha says all the pastors, and there is no other Amir who pastors differently. So the Melech, so we pastors are Shmuel, so that means we are not included in this effigy ourselves. If we are not included, so this is Shite, in Abizor, it means we are not allowed, we are not allowed to pass. So that means, has to show them all the Jews, all our ancestors who are Mesopotamians themselves, that they gave their lives and gave up their lives, and they have to show them. But here they say, don't say, has to show them. Because here they say, so either here they say, agrees with Shite Rabbi Yudhasi, that in general, even though it's Yahweh Elohim, but there is a big mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, to be Mahmir, so maybe it's not made. So it's not made. Or even if Tesis here also agrees with the Rambam, but just as the Rambam admits that in respect to Abizor, in Marasai, Abizor, or Shema, so the reason is of Kiddush Hashem, even though it's not clear, so Tesis also, in respect to Abizor, he can agree with the Rambam in regard to all other Zohar, but not on his own, because on his own there is always a king of Kiddush Hashem, even when he's not. So that's why he thinks this, doesn't say Chas V'Shalom. Alright, now, kind of a way of the Rambam, period, the good place, the Maitre, the Ktaye, the Shemin, the Rambam, the Shikos, the Haile, kind of a way of the Rambam, the Heil of the Rambam, Kimo, the Tzukh Hasurah, the Rambam, the Maitre, the Kaim Shtor, the Rabbon and Sabre Zohar Kaim. Now, the Mora and the Kashi, we should in the case of Suez, in the case of Kanye, we understand this by what Mia says, that even though it's a little bit of a machine, even though it's a little bit of a machine, it's still in the money. Why? Because there's a Rutene. So that Rutene tells us, implies that what we say in Ktanim on the Lord, so it's Hebrew Shekel. That Rutene. So that Rutene is so strong that it prevails over the media, the Chochav media. But Kadmeya says in the morning in the case of Hanisimu Machas Nefoshes, Manisimu Machas Nefoshes, so there is no Rutene after all, what we do about it. No one did something that is unusual, that is unnatural. They were just false, they were going to be gone. So why? And the money, according to the mayor. So at first, the mayor said that because we hold that it's your reality. And then the mayor says, no, time of the mayor, King Rabu, Omar. Omar, the mayor, maybe you start to go to the Zolich with time. Maybe you start to go to the Zolich with time. So Rashi explains it, and the mayor is referenced to the case where the labor is made that it's not Israel, that this is the hexagon of the purporting signatories. So as he says, they must be wishing our wishing on the bride, you have another person to keep them, you have a kosher, you have a star, come and talk to them, so no, you have a man, 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 because all of it's a man of slaying, you love a woman, you have a kind of story. So that's Rashi's question. Now, so, we should make the relationship. So we see from Rashi Pshat, we see one thing from Rashi Pshat. That according to Rashi, now, all the Shin is the Kash, Jesus himself is the Kash. How does Rabbi say, Lady Pshat should go say? So, how does the Lady Pshat should go say? Is in total kindness. Is in total kindness. That means that. That Italy is maybe it's not in Zuni, but it's staying for a while. So then, so it's not them. Why is it them? That's all we should be them. Because he has been, he could have said in Zuni. So then, how would they would call it? Now that he's maybe it's not in Zuni, it wasn't for, but he says he already paid it. He already paid it. So maybe, so you should be never doing it. You should be never doing it. So why was Rabbi saying you should have a cost day? It's all the time day. So apparently it seems that according to Rashi, the reason is to why Rabbi says that the Rabbi Shash cost day is all the time day is not more needed. It's a matter of fact. Princess will soon mention what Rashi says in one line. Now, we wish that was in our city next week. We wish that was in all the time. We think of my time in the land, the boy of our Missouri, we wish them now, the shame of your living, they are living our Missouri, they are for sure. Imagine, let's take one guy like this. Who cares how good for the money? Machia, the time in Missouri, but they were in all the time. They didn't ask you, ask them, ask you, 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 mentions that is mentioned by Rashi. Not a question. So, what's the chapter Rashi? Now, apparently, Rashi Shiki means that the view of Shtar Yom Ha'Yodin and Aloha means, if the Malbe produces a Shtar Yom Ha'Yodin, and the Rebbe says, let's see the Shtar Yom Ha'Yodin. So, and the Rebbe says, for Aloha. So then, the lady is not known. Why not? Those are the apples, it's for Adi. Because Shtar Yom Ha'Yodin. Now the question is this. What kind of Yehoche is Shtar Yom Ha'Yodin? Is it an extraneous Yehoche? Is Yehoche Shtaris? Is Yehoche Shtaris based upon the practice of wooden people? Because wooden people, so when they pay up a debt, so they demand that the Malbe should surrender the Shtar. That's how many a wooden person acts, a businessman. So in other words, if he pays up the debt, so he will not pay up the debt unless he makes sure that the Malbe surrenders, that the Malbe surrenders the Shtar. Either he surrenders the Shtar or for a process he gives him a receipt. Not just to pay up the debt and not get a receipt and not get a surrender of the Shtar. That wouldn't be businesslike. It wouldn't be very practical. So the melee, so the practice of people is that when a person pays up a debt, when the leader pays up a debt, the Malbe surrenders the Shtar. Now the Malbe is able to produce the Shtar. So it's a idea that it wasn't paid. Because, so it's a Chochet Vodis. Because we are assuming that this Malbe, that this slave would have acted in a prudent way, in a business like that. So that proves that the debt wasn't paid, because if the debt was paid, and still the Rebbe did not demand the surrender of the Shtar. So that means that the Rebbe acted like a bad businessman, like an imprudent person. So there is a chore that there is a presumption that a person in the Rebbe should have acted in a business like that. So that way it's an Echot. It's an experience Echot. That's one way of explaining the Halacha of Shtar Yom Ha'Yodin. Then another way of explaining the Halacha of Shtar Yom Ha'Yodin is on the basis of Echot of Shtar. Perciò ho delle lauche, perché mi immagino la stare al massimo anche se mi vede. So that's the real shock, as it's based upon the real, the Hocher Vedas. So when Shtar now, when Yishe brings the Jacobes, so that's this matter how we know, that the get was executed, he asked him, how do we know? We don't know anything. We just know that she has a get, and then Masan. We don't even know who was the best, who was the son of the year of the year. We don't even have to know. Of course, we don't have to know. Because unfortunately, there are many disciples who can be material and shishish too. So that's why we have to know who was it. But if Shoshman reaches Buddha, so we don't have to know who was the best, who was the son of the year. We don't even require the best. There is only a shita of Russian Sahaja from which it appears. That single gift requires this. All right, there is a Talmud Yisrael is here also, of the Shtayim Yisrael. So, because it was in Patricius, so the Talmud Yisrael is here says, Bidin. All right, but most of the Jews say he doesn't require this. So, if an Yisrael, so the Yisrael Bidin, if showing that Yisrael woman, and Yisrael produces a gift, so then basically can be matter of this. How do you know? That it was Kidas Kidin. So it's on the basis of the higher stars. Of him, Masim Ashtar, Mashtar, is in the basis. Furthermore, Hamatam Shiki is that he may come to Rabea, that he can see the council, but there has to be in Israel because of the knowledge of the other part of Mishnah and Kimon. So the question is, every time the Misha produces a get, and then the get are signed in, how do you know that you are in Israel? How do you know? So Misha, how do we, in regard to the question, how do we know that the Baal made this signal to get to Yishe? Because when they even sign the gift, they are not allowed to give it to Yishe. They have to give it to the Baal. Not to Yishe. How did it come to the hands of Yishe? So, obviously, that the Baal made this signal as I gave it into the hands of Yishe. But how do you know that you are in the signal? So, this is the thinking of doubt. So, he says, because seeds, because of the law of the Maximo Ashtamas, that was the best. So, merely if the Yishe produces a get, and I'm the get of Sandini, so we said we stopped the Ashtamas. Everything was done to Dasiki. So, that's the right of choice of the Maximo Ashtamas. Nashiach is the best that we presume that everything was done to Dasiki, and we Messiah's Hagat is to be in the presence of the Messiah. So the mayor will presume that everything was done, which he has to be in the presence of the Messiah. So the mayor would say the reason is why, if the Maulet, if Rubin produces a star, and this star states that Rubin went in $1,000, and the Rubin produces the star, so the eye of star does not only tell us that the Dalwin took place. The Dalwin took place and the Peruvian did not take place. The fact in the mountain produces the Shtar. So the Shtar is the Chiyach, is the Vayah, that the Peruvian did not take place. It did not take place. So it's an higher choice. Now, there is. Now, so the question is, whether Shtar Yod my boy is in Chochet Godis, it's an extraneous Chochet. It's an extraneous Chochet. Or Shtar Yod my boy is an eye of Shtar. Because just as the Shtar says that was Nimsa. Now, let's say, now, we pass through like a Rezah that in Israel comes. So, the Rezah says, that even in Yano is here, but if you get his Yersine, so it's also good. So the Ram explains to me why is it good? Because the Yersine themselves are in Israel. Because with Aloha, any Machina Ashtamas comes to the Bezdi. So once the Yisha produces a get, and they are in Yersine, Sanka, and Ye, so an Am Sane, then the get was Nisa. So without the Yersine, we wouldn't be an Ansari, we wouldn't see an Ansari. So maybe they will see that becoming this year. So in other words, so that's the higher choice. That ונדר סין המבר הרגל. ומר הרגל, just as the המבר הדעבוי. So, even though, at the time of the sin, דעבוי הוא נתי פריסיה, כיש משטר לרעים לך, כיש מאוד אינה, כיש משטר לבר לך, כיש איש לאינה. So, still, when we should produce it, yet we know it was there. How do we know? When they design the Hirsch didn't take place yet. Because sometimes a vowel can tell the lady to sign the yet, and then he puts the yet in the packet, and he forgets about it, he doesn't divorce his wife. The answer is that our first choice. If the vowel is star, the reason is star. If the Hirsch is star. So the lady, Imam Mubarak, not only that it was nothing that I was hired, and that it was done in Shmuel and everything, but the Messias had to also took place. So it's all the higher choice. So the question is, in regard to the way, the fact that the Malbe produces a star, so how do we know that the Malbe didn't pay the debt yet? Is it on the basis of the Hohes Vavis? Or it's the higher choice. The star is the Malbe. If the Malbe produces the star, so that's the meaning of story of my boy. So then the star is the barrier that it was paid. So the star is the barrier. Oh, it's the Hohes Vavis. So it seems that there is an affliction of shame by that. Now the Rambam says, in the Dalai Lama, the Rambam says, He is the one who is the one. Suppose, Ruben is mixed with the Shtar, the Shtar states, that Ruben learned Shimon in Italian, but no Eidim Asan. But who wrote on that? Well, Shimon himself, that's Xavier. Or the Mishraim. Shimon says, Harim Yimei Bazeh She Kibauti Haugoye Shadar of Dovea Mirubi. We shall be saying, Meshach Shom. So, no Yimei Bazeh, that's Xavier. So Xavier, they can be given from the Hosea Yichayri. He cannot be gay there, Ruben cannot be gay there from the Chosid Shimon. In order to be gay from the Chosid Shimon, he must have it. So there is a machlokes Hashemim. Suppose Ruben is mitzi shtar of Sabyoni of Shimon. Sabyoni of Shimon is that Shimon owes Ruben $1,000. And Shimon says, I already paid it up. And Ruben says, no, you didn't pay it up. You didn't pay it up. So, and he says, I have the shtar, I produce the shtar. So the Sabbath Shimon says, so the Rambam says that Shimon is never to say correctly, even though Ruben produces the shtar, Vintoan Shetora, which by his opinion, of course, she possesses in the way to swear, like any other Kibara. But he's never there. The Malinche says, Why not to stop the other one? So that seems to be a very strong time. The argument raised by Kabbalah Moyer and the Rashbo, stop the other one. So how is it that the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rambam, and they both say that we cannot say stop the other one in regard to the Shtar of Sabyodeh, only in regard to the Shtar that has eaten. But the Shtar of Sabyodeh, we cannot say stop the other one. So obviously, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashbo is on this question. According to the Rashbo and the Rambam, so strong in the Bible is not a Raisis, a Raishtar. Because the Shtar is only a Levarim as far as the Haggadah of the Shtar is concerned, so that applies to the Maisal. But whether paid or not paid, the Shtar is not Levarim. But what is the whole Raya of Shtar, my boy? That is based upon the mean head of people, because the average person is a practical person and he acts in a business-like manner. So the male head and the practice of a prudent businessman is that when he pays up the debt, he's going to make sure either that the Malbim will give him a receipt or surrender the shtar. He's not going to pay and then be exposed to the risk of paying the second time. So it's a chochez dodos. If it's a chochez dodos, it's so unfortunate to pay. Whether the shtar has a ring or it's a shtar of sabyodet. As far as the chochez dodos is concerned, it's the same chochez dodos. That's why Rambam and Rashba say that the ring pay is not never to say pola, because Tov Yom Lagoy, because according to Rambam and Rashba, it's a chochez dodos. It's an extraneous chochez dodos. Mashiach in Rambam and Rambam, we all know that's not in the chochez dodos. It's a raya seides, because the shtar is mevarer. Just the shtar is mevarer, and the etzma alvoye, even though at the time of the signing by lady, the alvoye had not as yet taken place, kis ishtar alvoye, but the shimau alvoye, but that's because there's a person of shtores. The shtar is mevarer everything. So it's a raya seides. So here too, it's a raya seides. When can we say it's a raya seides? In the lady. But if the alvoye is a yod, so then there is no rice shtar, there is no rice yes. So it seems that at that point there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam and the Rambam hold that it's a rice yes, which go beyond my boy, and according to the Rashbo, it's a choche, or boy, or the Rashbo, it's a choche dones. So currently, this is Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite currently means that, Rashi Shite currently means that it's a rice dones. But we say in Rashi, we explain the Rashi and the Rishi, that according to Rashi, even though there is a loche of Kiddush Yiddish in Chizor Magi, that applies even to a higher shtar, but only if the shtar is shtar mekoye. But if the shtar is not shtar mekoye, and we have the fact that in Rabbon, it requires healing, so that means as long as it wasn't discarded, as it wasn't notarized, as it wasn't discarded, it wasn't authenticated, So then there is a diminution in the Nechter and Yusuf. Only Shtar Mekoye is considered a Nechter and Yusuf based completely. But as long as it's not Iskari, so then it's not Nechter and Yusuf based. So that's why we can still be a Chizeya. Umagic, that's how we explain Rashi Shite. So in Melech, Rashi Shite is that the reason is why. Number one, that Rashi comes to Rashi, so if the shtar is not shtar mekoye, so it's not Nechter and Yusuf based. And Rashi Shite is that shtar yomi magoye is not an explanation as a chochet. It's a raya shtores, it's a raya zeyin. Because the idim amibare, that the shtar was not, the magoye was not paid as yet. As long as the baba shtar is able to do the shtar, so then the imam are in the bill, not only on the avoy, but even on the non-peroy. So we may lay by the question, but we only say it in regard to the shtar that is misquit, but the shtar that is not misquit. Since in our own it requires him, so it's not Yakir Yusuf Ibezi. If it's not Yakir Yusuf Ibezi, so maybe we cannot say that the imam are in the bill and everything. Even on the non-peroy. That's only if it's Nechter and Yusuf based, so then that will borrow everything. But if it's not Nechter and Yusuf, so the machlik is between Rabu and Rav Nachman. As to whether the Mishdash of Kosri is still in the Kamer or in some of the Kamer, it's not a question. Now, since we are going to require a scheme, and without Q, it's not Nechter and Yusuf based. So if he say that it's not forged, so then certainly the question is, suppose the lady himself is naked, then it wasn't forged. Does it become Shtar Mekoye? The maybe it's considered Nechter and Yusuf Ibezi, or it doesn't become Shtar Mekoye. So Rabune says maybe Shtar Shekosu is all the kind of, because the admission by the lady that it wasn't forged, it's not this year, that itself is becoming Shtar. So the Shtar is only Shtar Mekoye. So, since it's in Gulen, so it's not going to be present. So, in any way, Storm don't my body, because they even buy it that it was a pain. But Abraham says, Mit Mishashi Kosme is so quick and it means they do it by the way that it's not forged. That is not Mikhail. That is not constitute a Kiyum Ashtar. So the star is not in the star shenikun. If the star is the star shenikun, so there is still a diminution in the natural use of the desert. So in any way, they cannot be in the bill and the non-kevoyim fact and non-kevoyim fact. That's the shikha of that. All right. The question is, the UK, literally the way they do it in the book, or the tamayo, so why do they have to behave to punish in the Mahwari case on the Rashi? So the Mahwari case between the media and the Rabbanon is at the question as well as the Mishnah was in Sotokan or in Sotokan. So let them behave and get it. Not in the case where they didn't say, I will miss you in the Mahwari case. They didn't say, she has Mashma, we So how can a Vichen say, that maybe Shtashi Kosley is in Zolotani? Everybody agrees, the mayor agrees in Zolotani, and Rabbanon agrees, but we see that Rabbanon say that Nemoni Posley, on the way, we are living in the Jewish story, you continue. So in other words, so the Vichen says that even the Rabbanon of Heaven, who say to Dabini that they are never replaced, but the Dabini himself not. So he's made it, that even the Rabbanon of Heaven, they are related, that even Mishnah Kosvei is in Zohar. They have to remember the Rabbanon of Heaven, the mirror of the Tamil of King Dorkish. Why don't we say, Miki, Lifse Vashta, Leite? Why? So this says, explain it. The next thing says, Vishemo Yole, Leite, Leite, Mizuye, Pelinak, Vishu, Vilek, Miki. So in other words, Mizuye is not a good time. Because a person feels inhibited in saying Mizuya, lest he will be shown that he is not telling the truth. It's not telling the truth. So Miller, for the same reason, Yechboi, Tanya Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Yechboi, Shem Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Yechboi, Shem Rabbeinu Yechboi, why? Because the Tanya. So we do not say Mizuya. Why? Because it's not in the Tanya, because Mizuya. When the Mizuya Pernak Meshu, so in the Tanya, it's also Mizuya. Remark, Mizuye, Shemo Yakushu. So, okay, I'm in the mayor, they need that, but I'm down in the passage of the door, I can read it here. Now, Sunday, we should cover the Gemara after Tom Rabon Shnai Tsumosha, and we got the basis of the Shabbatel, and we still have to go over again the basis of the Mishdash Kosovo. Because on this question, it's whether Shtob Yom HaGoy is a slavery as a Chochah. Or it is the Chochah Shtob as a Kayo Reinim of Shtah. So I mentioned the Machlek of the Rambam. The Machlek of the Rambam and the Rashbo. But there is a certain skill. I mean, I as well mentioned it. So we discuss it. From this Rambam, you can read out of the small way, the years, the Rambam Shikis. It's not in the Chochah Shtob. But it's a high sentence, because the Rambam says the Shtar Yom HaGoyim only apply to a Shtar that has any sign. But the Shtar is a very not good, but it's a good sign. But what does it mean? Whether it has any sign of it, or it's a very good way. So from this Rambam, it's Mashma, that the Rambam Shiki is not a good sign. However, there is another Rambam, and that we'll discuss on here. Another one, you should go with another one. Now there is a law that if somebody is the Ruben produces a star of Shimon, and the star states that Ruben lent Shimon $1,000. And so then Shimon says, go on. So it's not a number to say go on, because Shaw went my way. But Shimon has his host, it's immoral choice. Shimon has his host to tell Ruben, Ishtabari do Fatih. I'm not going to pay unless you take an oath in Bezi that you didn't get paid. I say I paid it. All right, you say no. I'm not. All right, and you produce a shtar. So I'll have to pay. But the least you can do is that you should take a shtar. If the labor demands how they should take a shtar that you didn't get paid, so then Bezi will tell that the Malbay, you cannot collect unless you get it. So it's a special school. If the labor demands that the Malbay should take Kishwe, the wind part, the wind, Ishtalukat, so the Rambam says, in the Dalai Lukas, the Malbay, 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 the Vidite, mas vidite se ninguém nas feitas se ele pode. Está no fato, acontece que não é isso. Só tem, em geral, não sei, na hora de mim, tem esse homem. Está no fundo, falando que tem, ainda está no surfo, o meio onde você sabe que está a ser. Hoje eu acho que você tem que ser olhado para isso. Hoje eu acho que está a bom, eu chamo de saco do UFC. Como se não tem, está em machina, ele vai estar, ele vai estar, ou... Mal mal vem uma história de uma chance chequeira, tem, além de Lisboa, de Nite, a Rosa Marroeta, de Nagueni, gente que chega e chega e não está lá, de aqui em Chapeira, que me chegou a outra chapeira, e a pensa em Reu, chama de Lima, mal é o Lutano, o Valente, que chegou a lá, já é Reu, que está, o Piroi, o Reu, só que realmente se Marroeta sabe. If the labor says Korati, if the Malbe says Wimperatani, so then the labor certainly has his host to say to the Malbe, Ishtar and Katia. But suppose the labor, the Malbe produces Ishtar and Koye, and the labor says in Israel, it's Mikoye, but the labor still says it's Mikoye. I mean, you guys, you are such an expert, you are able to forge. And then everybody thinks that this is the signature of the purporting signifiers. But it was forged anyway. So of course he's not meant to say Mizuye as against Ishtam Kuye. But the Levi says Ishtabali the La Mizuye. So some of them say, just as the Levi has his source to demand of the Baal, so the Levi has the same source to demand of the Baal that the Baal takes Shwe and Ishtam Kuye. And other people say, no. If the Baal, if the Levi says, and he's saying Parat, Ishtabu Khatiho. So the way is not in the Ishtab is possible. They say it was very big up. So then, if it meant Ishwe, so this we will tell the Maulbe to take Ishwe. Mashiach in here, the Rebbe mentions such a time that invalidates the Ishtab completely. Ishwe was forged. So then, he cannot impose a shwe upon the Maulbe. He should take a shwe, then it's not the same. What's the matter? So the rule, the Machlech is in this, and I heard it from my father. The game who say, that just as the Gemara says in Shwe's, that the Lord has his host to impose upon the Maulbe a shwe of the Lord Praticho, so he also has his host to impose upon the Maulbe. Ishtabal, you are Mizuye, because they hold the story of my body is also in Ayasim. Still, the Gemara says that the Lord has his host to impose, upon the Maulbe to sit, to swear, even though there is an Ayasim that cavalorates the time of the Maulbe that will go out. Because they demand Mubarak, the Shtar itself, they are Shtar of Mubarak, that the timing of the Maulbe is Emes, that will go out, the Olympics will go out. Still, he can be made to swear, so So why shouldn't he be made to swear that it's not Israel? What do we say? Well, the Shtar itself testifies that it's not Israel. Well, the Shtar itself testifies that it's not the what? Still, the Gemara says the leader can impose a swear on the Praticho. What about that? So he can impose a swear to what he's waiting for, even though the Shtar itself is Mubarak, that it's not Israel. Mashiach came the other day, and the Rambam agrees, the Rabbisov of the Rambam, and it seems that the Rambam agrees with the Psach of Rabbisov, agrees with the Sheik of Dalek, that only Shtabon and Pratikho, the leader can force them all this. But the Shtabon and Lam is willful, he cannot. Why not? The answer is, all that we find for the Gemara is that the leader is supposed to demand a Shvuyah from the Lam, even though there is a Chocher of Shtabon and Lam. So there it's only Chochez Lodis. So there he can demand Shwe. Mashiach can hear Mizuye. So it's not a question of the Chochez Lodis. It's a good as a star. It's a good as a star that it's not Mizuye. Why should he have to swear to confirm that as a star? The star itself is Mechiyah. So, since the Rambam agrees with the Psach of the Rambam, so, and the pshat in the pshat of the Rabbeinu is because the shtabu hatiho is not contrary to the Agoris Hashtar. It's only contrary to the Chochez Lodis. So it seems from the Sabbath the Rambam holds that Shtob Yom HaYom is the Chochez Lodis. So if the Rambam Shike is the Shtob Yom HaYom is the Chochez Lodis, so why does the Rambam Chili kind of one way? And he says, well, I'm wearing Rajbo, and he says that by Shtar Xaviode, so then he's never to say right if it's a Chochez Lodis. So the Chochez Lodis should apply even to a Shtar Xaviode, just as it applies to Shtar Vein. So the only reason that's why the Rambam distinguishes between Shtar Vein and the Shtar Xaviode, because the Rambam Shikel, but they don't know how it is. It's not the Chochez Lodis. It is not the Chochez Lodis. So you should agree with the game who say that just as you can impose a shvur of Shtar Pratik or even that too is contrary to the Agoras Hashtar. So you should be able to impose a shvur of the Agoras Hashtar. So that is, we discuss that.